This is a new routine for Ali, who owns this gourmet market in Istanbul. He has to frequently update the prices on many goods as the Turkish lira continues its freefall. It's lost at least 40% of its value against the dollar since September. Ali says as suppliers increase the prices, he has to do the same. According to the Chamber of Agriculture, the difference between producers' selling prices and what people pay for goods in supermarkets rose ninefold in November. The government accuses supermarket chains of stockpiling and manipulating prices.
Take this juice, for example. It was 29 liras before the latest price increase. Now I have to sell it for 41.5. Our customers are reacting. Even some of them get that it's not us, but the economy in the country.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan argues high interest rates are behind all the country's economic problems. He says he asked the central bank to curb interest rates so that companies can borrow for less. And by boosting growth and exports, Turkey can become Europe's new China.
The government says it is testing a new model for Turkey's economy. But the experts warn it may fail as the country is suffering chronically high inflation and relies on foreign funding and energy resources.
Economists like Professor Aşkın say the policy is highly unusual and it's not working.
Most citizens are wage workers. Creating jobs by production is good by any means, but it needs a plan and priorities. Inflationist pressure is rising, so Turkey should switch to a conventional economic policy.
Erdogan has reshuffled three treasury and finance ministers and fired two central bank governors in a year, and that's unnerved investors.
Despite the foreign investors, fund managers see a great potential here. The uncertainties and other risk factors stop them from coming. We need to bring down both economic and geopolitical risk premiums by proving it's under control.
President Erdogan's AK Party has governed Turkey for two decades. And ahead of an election scheduled for 2023, he has promised all economic problems will be solved in the next 6 months. But right now, many people say their biggest challenge is the rising price of food, fuel, medicine, and other essential goods. And they are waiting to see whether their government can end Turkey's currency crisis. Sinem Köseoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.